Well, hello. I'm Pastor Mark Shiver. Welcome to Fueled by Grace. So glad to have you listening to the podcast. And, you know, if you've been watching television or reading the internet, the things on Twitter and all of that stuff that's available now in a blink of an eye as far as knowledge and information and real news and fake news, and boy, you can get overwhelmed. But I think one thing is pretty clear. We're in a time where we need God. We need Jesus, folks. We need the Holy Spirit to move across our country and bring revival. Where I work is in the North Carolina General Assembly. There's a footbridge that connects the two buildings. And when I walk from one building to the other, I pause. And I don't know if people look at me like I'm weird, but I stand right in the middle of the bridge. And I just pray for revival from all directions, from the north and the south and the east and the west, to come to Raleigh, North Carolina, and bring a great move of God across our state and across our region and across our nation. Folks, we need God. Things are just getting so crazy. And it's as if the restraint, as it were, has been relaxed somewhat. The Bible talks about where there's no restraint, the people perish. And wow, this nation of ours is in need of great spiritual revival and a putting back into place the things that are important to God. And, you know, this attacking of marriage that we've seen, this attacking of gender that we've seen, it's amazing. And really, if you think about it, these are things that are dear to the heart of our Heavenly Father, and that's why the enemy has targeted them. It's plain to see that as we move into the time where many believe we're in the last days and Jesus might be coming back soon, that these attacks by the enemy of God are specific and very strategic. And yet God will not be dethroned. God's people will not be dismayed. But we have much to rejoice about, because even in the time of great darkness, there is a light that shines. And that is the light of Jesus Christ, who lives within those who have given themselves to Him and who have recognized Him as their Savior. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of the goodness of God and the gospel, but I'd like to ask you to just stop and pray for revival for whatever state you're in. If you're in North Carolina, please pray for revival in North Carolina. If you're somewhere else, please pray for revival in your state and in our nation. Pray that God would protect our president and the leaders of our land, and that God would give them wisdom. So we need revival, and we are praying for revival here at Fueled by Grace, and I hope that you are as well. Well, you know, it occurred to me recently that Jesus said, unless a kernel of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. And He went on to say, if anyone loves their life, they'll lose it. Anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. And, you know, it's interesting. It's in the book of John, chapter 12, verses 24 and 25. A kernel of wheat must die. You know, there's a breaking that often occurs in the life of a believer. And when you plant a seed, it becomes broken. The outer shell has to move out of the way so that what's inside can grow. And what a parallel to what happens in our lives as believers, because oftentimes God allows things in our lives that cause us to be broken. We are dismayed. We are, you know, left thinking, what in the world? What am I going to do? What's happening here? This doesn't make any sense. What's going on in my life? And I can tell you that many of you know that are listening, you know that several months ago, my sweet, beautiful wife, Tammy, passed away. She went on into eternity, and she's with Jesus, and I'm excited about that for her. And I'm thankful that she doesn't have any more cancer, that she doesn't have any more pain, she doesn't have any more fear. She is with the one that she loves so much. And I was blessed for 30 years to be able to live life with a woman who loved God with all of her heart. But that process of her being removed from my life has been a source of breaking, and it's caused me to re-examine some things and ask myself, what do I really believe? You know, what it boils down to in life is people either believe God or they don't. You either believe that God is good or you don't. If you don't believe he's good, then certainly you shouldn't, you know, waste your time, I guess, on other things. But God is good. That's a never-changing reality. And so that's where we start as believers. And we believe that God is good, and we believe that he is the one who provides for us and protects us and heals us and watches over us. And yet sometimes those things are not as though they seem like he's doing that. And, you know, my wife was sick. We prayed and believed for her healing here on this earth. It didn't happen. Yes, she is healed. She's healed for all eternity, and I thank God for that. But when things don't go the way we want them to sometimes in this realm, it can cause us great dismay, and we can be broken. You know, sometimes having a great loss, like a spouse, can cause us to be going through a time of brokenness. We can lose possessions, you know, lose a job, lose money, lose our health, and suddenly that the breaking that occurs is really quite simply to get our eyes off of ourselves and our own strength and our own sustenance and our own ability to provide for ourselves and to think for ourselves and to do for ourselves and to get our focus back onto God, our provider, our healer, our savior, our source, the one who loves us beyond all description. And so if you're going through a time of being broken right now, I can relate to you, but I can also encourage you that these things don't last forever. These things are only for a season, and these things are so that we can come out on the other side stronger and more resolute in our faith, believing that God is good, that he does, in fact, love us beyond anything that we can ask or imagine. Recently, I was listening to Bill Johnson from the Bethel folks down there in Redding, California, and many of you are familiar with his ministry and, of course, the ministry of Bethel Worship. But it was interesting that he had a teaching that he spoke to a group of people at the beginning of this year, and he was talking about this great tension that occurs when a believer believes God is good. You are steadfast, because that is a reality, that is a truth, that is not an argumentative position that can be made. You can't argue about whether or not God is good. It is a fact. God is good, and yet people die. People that we love die. People get sick. We have things happen in our lives we don't understand. And there becomes a great tension, as he called it, that on the one hand, yes, I believe, but on the other hand, you know, God, what's going on? And we have to set our minds and our hearts and our thoughts on the one steadfast reality that God is good. Okay, so he is good, and I'm going to believe that. And that's where we really begin to grow as believers, because we have to walk by faith. It's just all that we have. And really, that's where God wants us. He says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. And so there we go. We just begin to put one foot in front of the other by faith, believing that the just shall live by faith, believing that God is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, as it says in Hebrews 11. And so being broken allows the good stuff to come out, so to speak. You know, you take a coconut and crack that thing open, and it's got a hard shell, and some of us have a hard shell sometimes. And yet we get broken open, and we see that coconut get broken open. And man, there's some good stuff in there and some good milk and stuff to eat. And so it's a good example, because when a Christian is broken, it's not God trying to harm you. It's not God trying to pound you on the head. But there's a release, a fresh aroma of the goodness of God that is inside of us that if we can allow the things that we're going through to draw our faith to a place of greater strength, if we can allow ourselves to believe that God is good and be steadfast and resolute in that reality, then our faith will grow and we will be strong and we'll be able to ultimately comfort others who go through similar situations. And so if you're going through a time where things don't make sense in your life, if you're going through a time where you're being broken or you have been broken, it's no fun. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. I'm not going to act like it's no big deal or, you know, just hang in there, brother, hang in there, sister. No, it's not easy. And I would not tell you that it's easy, but I will tell you that God loves you. God loves you very, very much, and it is his love that works to take away that hard outer shell that sometimes we develop in our lives and in our minds so that what's inside can grow and be manifest. You know, we become different when we get saved. I'm sure you know that, but did you know that you have a body and a soul? And when you give your life to Christ, when you believe, when you become a believer, when you're born again, as Jesus told Nicodemus, your spirit comes to life. And so now you have a body and a soul and a spirit. And it's that spirit that is able to be more readily manifest when we're broken, when we are in a place where we are not living with our minds on the things of the world so much, or even the things of the soul. You see, the soul is where the mind and the will and the emotions are, and we can live our lives as believers emotionally or rationally. Well, I just can't believe that. It doesn't make any sense. You know, God doesn't heal anymore in the 21st century. Well, you know, that's a rational mind talking or thinking that he's being rational. But the Bible says God does heal. And so even if he hasn't healed when you've wanted him to or asked him to, it doesn't mute or negate the reality that God is our healer and that God is good. And so we need to move from a place where we're giving mental assent to things that we believe and allow the reality of God to come forth from within us, which is where our spirit is. The new man does not sin. The new man believes perfectly and has perfect faith. And so when we are living in that realm, then that is where our faith can come forth. And Jesus said, you know, there are many seeds that come forth when a kernel of wheat falls into the ground and dies. And that's where we can reproduce other believers through having a steadfast commitment to God. And we can share with them the great things that he's done in our lives. And we can begin to see other people not be won over because we're so smart and we're living, you know, in the soul realm and winning people over with our great, arguments and stuff like that, but because they see in us the reality that we love God and that he loves us. And yeah, we've been through it. Man, we've been broken and yet we're not dead, but instead we're actually more alive because we have allowed the good things of God to come forth from our lives. And that's where people get ministered to. You see, so much of Christianity is taught as a selfishness. You know, get this and give that and you'll get this. And you know what? Christianity is about other people. And we could do a whole podcast on that. Maybe we will. But just briefly, I'll tell you that it's not all about you. It's about other people. It's about winning others to Christ. It's about spreading the good news of the gospel that God loves you and gave his son for you. And that, you know, there's a whole nother realm, a whole nother world that we will be living in. We can have access to now. Jesus said he's the door to the kingdom of God. You know, it's at hand. And many didn't understand that, and it's a hard concept to understand even now. But if we get ourselves out of a mindset of trying to figure everything out and have to understand everything, but instead we're determined to live by faith, you know what, God, I don't understand it with my mind, but I believe you. I believe that you love me. I believe that you are my God, my provider, my healer. Folks, there are amazing things that can happen, and you know what? other people are watching your life, and they will be drawn to Christ by seeing you bring forth life out of your brokenness. So I hope that encourages you, because certainly I understand being broken is not easy and it's not fun. But remember this, if you're going through a hard time and things are not, you know, real easy, and you feel like you've been planted in the ground like a kernel of wheat and you're about to die, remember the death to ourself brings forth the beautiful aroma of the new man, and that new man is full of faith and is steadfast in loving God, and other people will see that, and it's like cracking open that pineapple and getting into that good sweet stuff, that juice. Man, you got to get beyond the outside, the hard rough exterior, to get to the good stuff. And I hope that today that I have encouraged you to understand that the process isn't always easy, but the result of the process is pretty cool, because we grow in Christ, we grow as believers, other people hopefully are positively impacted by watching us and how we respond to a period of brokenness, and our lives can be a testimony to the truth that God loves us. So remember that it's not easy. I'm not going to tell you that it is. It's not easy to be broken, but good things happen, and the good stuff is able to come out when the hard exterior of the flesh and the self is broken, and God allows those things to happen so that the new man, the man that has faith, the part of us that believes, can come forth and be steadfast and minister to other people. And remember, Christianity is not all about you. It's about other people. Well, as you know, the mission of Fueled by Grace is to encourage you in the unconditional, amazing, eternal love of God. And I hope we've done that today. And I hope that this podcast will encourage you that if you're going through a tough time, hang in there, because there's good that comes out of that time. I promise you, there is good that comes out of being broken. Jesus said, if you plant that seed, well, it dies, but it brings forth life. And God wants some of our stuff to die so that his life can be brought forth through our lives and through that allowing him to come forth through our brokenness. So God loves you today, and I thank you for listening. Maybe you know someone who's going through a period of brokenness, and you might want to share this with them, and hopefully they'll be encouraged as well. Remember, please, pray for revival. Our country needs it. Our president needs our prayers. Our nation needs our prayers. Our state needs our prayers. And remember also that God loves you very, very much.